Visiting today with Pleasantville head baseball coach Luke Adrian to recap kind of their first three games of the season. Coach, I know you're just getting into the season, but last week coming off wins over Albia Grandview Christian and then a big win here this week on Wednesday night against Des Moines Christian, which was actually a kind of a rematch of a sub-state final game from last year. Can you just walk me through a little bit how you feel those games went overall?
Pretty good. We're playing pretty good baseball right now. Obviously, we got some things we need to work on still early in the season and working a few things out in our lineup and then just some things that we need to just clean up. But we're playing pretty good baseball right now.
Yeah, you know, you look at the game Wednesday against Des Moines Christian, I'm sure that may have been a date that you guys had circled on your calendar just because last year that was the game that sent you to the state tournament in a really competitive game. You know, what do you feel that went well on that game Wednesday night?
We pitched the ball well. Raylan threw the ball well last night. And then Braden came in and just kind of shut her down in that last inning. They never really put a lot of pressure on us. So we played pretty good defense, and we didn't have a ton of hitting, but we were on base, and we grinded out some at-bats and ran the pitch count up on their good pitcher and had a couple timely hits there, you know, a couple two out, bases loaded, knocked, driving three runs, which was a big at-bat in the first inning to kind of answer to their first inning run. So we did some things that were right, which is always good to see. But yeah, they're a good team, and they're a good team, and they were just we put pressure on them and competed all night long, which was great to see.
Yeah, no, you know, games coming up, conference games against, of course, Des Moines Christian was a conference game, but games coming up against Panorama and that varsity doubleheader that you have going on Friday night, and then Van Meter, Earlham, Ogden, and kind of a big stretch there of conference games. You know, how do you kind of approach that games as you already starting to get into the meat of that conference schedule?
Yeah, it's our first couple weeks of the season, we lost a game there on last Monday, and then only having three games this week, we haven't had to use a lot of pitching, which is a good thing, but we haven't been able to get some of our other guys in there and get on the mound to get some experience yet, which we're going to obviously in the next couple weeks when everything starts heating up, and we're gonna need some of them guys to step up, and it'd have been nice to get them a little bit of some mound time, but that's just how it played out. So we'll get them out there and see where we end up with them.
You know, you guys on your roster this year, only one senior on the roster. And, you know, do you feel that you know, these guys with the experience last year going to the state tournament and a really good season last year, and then now the fact that you're still a fairly young team going into this year, do you feel that is, you know, mature a little bit and come up and play some really serious baseball despite the fact that you only have that one senior? And that do you feel that it's also a good balance kind of age range on your team?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, like you said, we're young, but we're definitely experienced. A lot of these guys have been playing for two or three years now. I mean, this is their second or third year playing varsity, and we've had some good success in the past, and they've been in some tight spots and learned how to compete in those. And I mean, all of these kids play multiple sports also, and they've played a lot in them other sports. So the maturity part is coming. I think the mental maturity you can see is getting better. So yeah, it's a good mix, and it's kind of fun to see.
Yeah, and Luke, to kind of talk about, you know, rankings-wise, IA baseball, that's not the official rankings that's utilized by the Iowa High School Athletic Association, but they did have you guys ranked number one. As of recently, Coast Association rankings will come out Monday, and you guys will probably be top three on there. Does that put any pressure on you, or do you just kind of brush it off and, you know, just play the game you know how to play?
I mean, we see it. I mean, with social media and everything else, our kids see it. It's not something we talk about or a whole lot. It's kind of just, it's early in the season, so it's more of just those rankings happen, not this year, so we just kind of keep preaching that those rankings are there and we see them, but they don't really mean a whole lot when it comes down to the end of the year. So
yeah, and you guys in terms of your pitching this year, you know, you've gotten some good production out of your pitching staff so far, of course, in the three wins that you've had. Do you feel comfortable with where you're at right now and the depth of your pitching staff?
I don't know that you ever feel comfortable with the depth you have in your pitching staff. But yeah, we have pretty good depth right now. But you're always worried about an injury or a struggle or something like that. And I think you always wish you had more depth, but yeah, I think we got some kids that have obviously pitched a lot of innings, and we've got some guys that are sitting there waiting that have looked really good in practice and in some scrimmages and stuff like that. So we're in a kind of looking forward to seeing them get out there and get to go again and keep building on our depth.
Yeah, and then the fact that you guys have, you've just played this three games so far this season, which is pretty comparable to most teams throughout the state. But do you feel that you've developed a lineup that you're ready to roll with throughout the season, or do you think there's still going to be several changes as you go throughout the season?
We're still searching a little bit. We've got some guys that have been hitting pretty well and kind of started trying to cement their spot in the lineup, which is good. You like to see. But I think you're always searching, Guys go through rough spots, that type of thing. And we've got guys that are just sitting there chomping at the bit, and we're trying to get them all some at-bats and get them feeling good about where they're at. So, yeah, I wouldn't say we're locked in or anything like that. We're still searching and looking for the right combo.
And you kind of have, on your team, you kind of have that core group of guys that, you had mentioned when we had talked on Monday that these were guys that had played U-trip ball together, they had grown up together, have played a lot of baseball together throughout their lives. Do you feel that this group, you were an assistant before and now the head coach, do you feel that this group is kind of maturing together as the years go on?
Oh, I would definitely say that. Like you said, a lot of these kids have played together for a long time and they know each other's games. They know how they play the game, which is always nice. And like, as we're getting more older and more mature, you can see them working with each other and picking each other up and that type of thing. And they know how they think and that type of thing, which is good. And that's how you start building that good culture and that chemistry with your team. So it's, I would say that's definitely a thing that's happening.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time today and, congrats on a good part of your season and, best of luck as you kind of head into this little bit of a conference stretch here.
Sounds good. Thank you.